Welcome to the Smarticle Podcast, where we take a good article and make it gooder.
Just in case you're not paying attention, tensions are hot out there, people. Hot. We definitely need 5 seconds of silence to cool off before we get to the hot topics. 5 seconds of silence brought to you by Smarticle. Here's the headline that you could get anywhere. We got it from CNN, but you can go anywhere you want. Tensions are so high at Columbia, Brandon.
It's quite the thing. The student activity on campus today is definitely quite the thing.
I'm anxious to get your perspective on this, but let's get a smidge first. Officials at Columbia University, facing surging tensions on campus that raise safety concerns, announced all classes went virtual on Monday as Passover begins this week. Billionaire Robert Kraft, owner of the Patriots, and a prominent Columbia graduate, suggested he's withdrawing donations to the university because he's no longer confident that Columbia can protect its students and staff. At Yale, at least 16 people have been arrested, including some students, after police blocked off entrances during a response to a protest. Tensions at many universities have been higher ever since October 7th terror attacks on Israel by Hamas. However, the situation at Columbia escalated in recent days after university officials testified before Congress last week about anti-Semitism on campus and pro-Palestinian protests on or near campus. As Passover begin Monday, Jewish student organizations have increased security for their upcoming events and services. So the Middle East has been a touchy subject since forever. I get people being angry on both sides. I get the argument. It's an unfixable problem. So then how do you act when something's unfixable? Do you light yourself on fire to prove a point? Do you start? I mean, I'm just saying, like, the Middle East, this Palestinian thing, it's unfixable. So then how do people act?
I don't know. First, I'd like to say Hag Pesach to all my Jewish brothers and sisters out in the world who are beginning the celebration of Pesach or Passover.
Is that where you go? Arugata.
You know, again, you would. That you will hear that in a service.
You will. Good.
Passover is a very, very important holiday in the Jewish tradition. I think that the, you know, and the Jewish students are feeling very threatened. I find it really ironic how it's sort of tilted a little bit. Forever and ever and ever, and I read something somewhere, maybe it was in this article, I don't even know, I've read so much stuff about this, that they were saying if students were on campus, were protesting against black people, saying, go back home, go back to Africa, we would all be losing our minds. If they were surrounding gay people and hitting them with sticks, we'd all lose our mind. But it seems to be okay in this day and age to kind of hit Jewish students. That's what they're saying. Now, I don't know if that's true, but that's what they're saying.
Okay, I hate to be shallow on this, and I'm trying to make a larger point.
Okay.
But I never know who's Jewish and who's not. So if I was on a college campus,
Well, if you're wearing a kippah or a yarmulke, then you're going to...
Yeah, well, okay. But that's my point. It's like, if you want to stand out in this time of tension on Columbia and wear the thing to say you're Jewish, you're putting yourself out there. But if you're not...
No, Larry, that's a... For many Jews, wearing the kippah is a part of their... It's not just like a kitschy thing that they wear to identify themselves as a Jew. It's part of their religion. It's like a Sikh. Should we tell the Sikhs not to wear turbans? I mean, that's the problem, is you don't get it.
No, I do get it. I don't think anybody...
Obviously, you don't. If you said you think, hey, if you're Jewish, just don't wear a kippah, you'll be okay.
My point is more that, hey, there's a time of tension, and tensions are hot.
Right.
So what do we... So yes. Do you inflame the tension?
Well, that's why an Orthodox rabbi at Columbia told all his students, Jewish students, don't be here. It's too unsafe. But is that the answer, which is just like, hey, go home and hide in your house? But
my point is he could have just said, hey, don't wear the hat for a day.
Not a hat, Larry.
Or whatever it is. Don't wear it for a day so that, you know, is this the world's not that's not right.
There's two arguments there, Larry. One's about personal safety and one's about standing for what you believe. So you could say, why wouldn't you tell the Palestinian students, hey, for one day, it's Passover. Let's just leave them alone. Let's not protest. Tell them, don't wear your scarf. Don't wear the checkered scarf.
I agree. I'm talking on all sides. Like, hey, let's all calm down.
Okay, but that's obviously a completely childish and naive way of looking at it. It's not going to happen. So let's talk about the issue. Well, the issue at hand is very simple. We're talking about ultra elite universities where these things are going on.
Yes.
A lot of the protesters are not university students, but they're outside agitating. I hate to use that term.
Yeah, and I hate that. I hate that.
They're coming on campus and they're protesting and they're like pointing
those
out
people
Jewish
should
students.
Be removed.
Well, yeah, but that's the whole point, is that they're not removing them. And that's what the Jews that I know that feel very strongly about this, even the ones that are, in a sense, pro two-state solution, who are saying, hey, yeah, we shouldn't be treating the Palestinians like this. They're saying, yeah, but we're worried for our safety now because you're lumping everybody together in this. By the way, let's not forget that October 7th was the worst massacre of Jews since World War II. So it's not just this simple little thing. If I was Jewish, I'd probably feel the same exact way. Again, on the flip side of that, Palestinian people and pro-Palestinian protesters feel very strongly. I think, and here's what my problem is, too many college students have picked the protest of the day to jump on board, and the protest of the day is being pro-Palestine. They don't have a clue about what's actually going on or why it's going on. They just want to fight about it. I'm just saying.
That might be true. I'm not going to rule that out. I do think...
Well, how do you allow them to abuse Jewish students?
Nobody should be abusing anyone. I'm not...
Okay, but that's what's happening.
And I hate that it's outsiders. I hate that... Like, wouldn't it be great if, like, at Columbia, it was just the students being able to navigate how they are going to have peaceful disagreement? But it's...
Yeah, okay, so let's have a conversation about that. Let's just say we could somehow get rid of all the outside agitators or protesters and just be the college students. How many of those college students are pro-Palestine because it's the flavor of the
month? Could be.
Look, the Palestinian people have been, there's no question that they have suffered, no question. But you know what? These students aren't off protesting against the war in Niger or what's going on with women in Nigeria. They're not out there like, hey, we need to do something about this. They're not. Maybe they're putting up flyers or going to a meeting, but they're not on campus burning the flags of the government of Niger or Nigeria, whatever. They're burning Israeli flags. This is very personal. This is a really, really complicated
issue. My thing in life is always like, we live in society. The reason we have society is because when we were all in the Serengeti spread out all over, we had to be a part of a group. You got to get along with people you don't necessarily like. And so,
yeah, but that's the reason why the state of Israel was formed, because the Jews were like, hey, listen, we've seen when we try to get along with people, what happens to us? They put us in ovens. That's what happens to us. So they formed a state to say, screw you. We're going to do whatever it takes to survive.
I agree with that. I'm not disagreeing that.
No. But what I'm saying is that idea of pulling back from the diaspora, the Jewish diaspora, and pulling Jews back to Israel was the answer to the problem that they saw it as. The problem was there was this group of people there, the Palestinians, that had lived there for 1,000 years or so after the Jews, basically the majority of Jews left. There was a Jewish population there forever. So we have this complex issue. It's not just that we gave an empty piece of land to the Jewish people and they formed their own state. They took this land and they cleared these people off. And by the way, the other Arab countries didn't want the Palestinians either. So it's just a really, I'm only taking this from, if I'm a Palestinian, I feel very strongly and I don't see an answer. If I'm an Israeli or I'm a Jew, I see this very strongly and I'm not sure I have an answer.
Once again, we weren't going to get an answer. So especially to non-experts.
Yeah, but what's your solution to, you brought up this thing about tension on campus.
Like, just like in life, when you're passionate about something, or you maybe you're not passionate about it. Maybe you're just a college student who wants to go to a protest. Obviously, this is now becoming a problem. By the way, there's part of me that likes it. It's like popping a pimple. I like that these hoity-toity, the best of the society in the world, are having these problems. It's Harvard in Princeton, and yeah, I'm like, ha, suckers. You guys have no problems. You're going to run the world. Well, guess what? Now you got a bunch of problems. There's part of me that likes it.
I feel like the unfortunate part is for many of these Harvard and Yale and whatever students, they're going to have their 3-4 years of like, let's protest. And then they're going to go out in the real world and become investors.
Exactly.
So yeah. I don't know how much they're actually making a difference, but it is become the epicenter of this. And it's the epicenter because, so bear with me for 1 second. I think this is a generational thing. I really do. I think that it is a generation of Gen Z and Gen Alpha who are saying, everyone else doesn't get it. Only we get it. and you people are wrong and we're right. There's not a dialogue here. This isn't a group of students that are saying we need to have an honest discourse because it's too complex to say one side is right and the other side is wrong. Because every time you point the finger at the Jewish side could point the finger back at the Palestinian side. So, I mean, this is thousands of years. There is no answer.
Okay, I feel like you're now chasing your tail. Yes, there is no answer.
Okay.
I got that. But if you're like a college student or you're not a college student, you're going and protesting on behalf of Palestinians at one of these schools. Like I read that they're trying to, what they're basically saying is to the board of Columbia, divest in anything that has to do with Israel. Like that's what their ultimate goal is. Like, is that really, that's not going to happen. So you're going to chain yourself to the light pole at Columbia because you think the board, I don't know. It just doesn't make...
And then you got guys like Robert Kraft who pull their money back saying, I'm not going to donate any more money because you're attacking the Israeli state. I mean, Kraft's not even Jewish, I don't think.
Okay, here's my question. If you were the president of Colombia, what would you do? Would you just like throw security guards everywhere and be like, nope, no more protests, everybody calm down? Like, what would you do?
I think that I would probably, personally, I would probably go, you know what? We're going to shut the school down for 2 weeks and do virtual learning like they've done and say, hey, you know what? You obviously can't get along. And people paid a lot of money to get an education. They did not pay a lot of money to go to a school and be attacked. So let's just assume whether it's Palestinian or Israeli or what, or Jewish or Muslim, they're going to school ostensibly to get an education, to learn how to be doctors, lawyers, whatever. They're obviously getting in the way of that. So the school can answer that by simply having a zero tolerance policy. They can say, hey, free speech has to be done in this way. Okay. And if you don't do it, you're gone.
Now you're the president, whatever her name is. And I'm Robert Kraft.
Yeah.
I'm like, hey, Mr. President of Columbia, you're the, yeah. Okay.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Robert, hi.
I am paying $96,000 a year to send my grandson to your institution. And you guys are virtual now? I don't feel like I'm getting the bang for my $96,000 buck.
Well, Robert, as you well remember, during COVID, we had to take serious measures to deal with this. We are now facing a serious situation, and we're going to take serious measures to protect our students. So the short-term answer to this, to protect our students, is to offer virtual learning. We're not going to be doing this in virtually for like COVID time. We're going to be doing this for 2 weeks during Passover.
Mr. President, once again, this is Robert Kraft. I don't feel like the Israel-Hamas situation is going to get wrapped up in 2 weeks. So you're telling me this pause that's going on, the problem's going to be fixed in 2 weeks, and then we're going to be able to get better use of my $96,000?
Yeah. Well, Mr. Kraft, what would you suggest?
I don't know, but I pay this money so that you can figure it out, and you're just telling me we're going to virtual school, so maybe you charge me $10,000.
Well, Mr. Kraft, this is the best we can do, so... If you don't feel like you're getting your money's worth here, we have a $90 billion endowment. So you can take your grandson out of the school if you don't feel comfortable here.
I mean, I think that's
I don't know what the answer would be, bro.
I made you president.
And that's my point. It's like at some point you can't make everybody happy. Some people are going to be unhappy. That's just the nature of the beast. So you say, hey, listen, this is what we are. This is what we have to deal with. We're doing to do the best we can.
There's a little bit of this is rich people problems, right? This isn't happening at San Francisco State. This isn't happening at junior college.
It's happening at San Francisco State for sure. I have a good friend who's head of the Jewish Studies program at State. And there are protests, and State has always had a history of this. The difference is you're not getting it in the news, and kids aren't getting hit. Obviously, New York City and these schools are... high-profile schools, so you're hearing about
a lot of bang for their buck. The protesters going to Columbia.
I know for a fact that there are protests going on at San Francisco State.
Yeah. Okay. So back to where I started. There was no answer. I appreciated getting a little perspective from you, Brandon.
Thank you, Larry.
I mean, I think you've given me good food for thought. That's what I wanted to say.
Well, good. That's all we can hope for anybody. I feel like we took on the unstoppable force, face the immovable object here today. Just do the best we can. But I'd like to thank you for reminding us all that if you don't like something, just take your money and leave.